Blog Talk Radio.
SK Vince Staples. Speak, eat my flesh, bless my flesh.
Nightmares turn reality, dreams turn to casualties. Started with my bitch, mistress, and a family. Whole town mad at me, but fuck it, I am glad to be the killer. Nothing realer in this world than a tragedy. Before I take her soul, I take her ears like tight. Cut my main bitch with my glove, I love them all, I never liked it. Hoes, I couldn't trust them, so I hunt them, face molest they eyelids. Talk they dreams and predict their every move like a psychic. Green stripes, red sweater, bitch, I'm the flag cougar. Green stripes, red sweater, bitch, I'm the flag cougar. Green stripes, red sweater, bitch, I'm the flag cougar. Green stripes, red sweater, bitch, I'm the flag cougar.
Nightmares turn reality,
dreams turn to cash.
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 Thing. What are we doing tonight? I have no clue. Right now I'm watching Dexter's Laboratory, smoking on some sour diesel, thinking about life and God and, you know, America and how much I love it. This is great. So, I just got back from Austin, Texas, and that was stupendous. So a week or so, filled with tons and tons of margaritas, so many margaritas, and cheeseburgers, which I will shamelessly self-promote my cheeseburger addiction. Cheeseburger Nebula on the Tumblr. Go find it. Search it out. YOLO. What are we doing tonight? I don't know. I'm going to keep asking that question. That's what we're doing tonight, trying to figure out what the hell is going on tonight. Because that's what's up. When I was down in Austin, I was reminded of how much I hate the San Antonio Spurs and how much I really don't like that part of Texas. I love Austin, but south of Austin. San Marcos. Cool. I spent a couple days in San Marcos. Shout out to San Marcos and all that it has to offer. I did, for anybody who's listening who knows, I found the Pirate House. I'm going to leave it at that. Anyway, man, I was sitting around today and I was thinking, should I do my show? I haven't done it in a couple weeks. Should I do it? Should I not? Should I get people to call in? Who should I have on? What should I do? And I just, honestly, I thought, you know, the last few shows I've had really meticulously planned out. It went on pretty well, I guess. But, you know, why not just wing it again? It's the most fun thing to do. So I put the number to the call-in show, which is to this show, 805-856-2808, which no one is listening to this right now because I haven't promoted it anyway, so this is crazy. But if you want to call in, you can call in. But yeah, because whenever you freestyle things, you really get to learn a lot about yourself. whenever you feel like you're in the mood where you can freestyle things, because I can't always freestyle things. Sometimes I just break down and I go to the mirror and I just start bawling because I can't figure out what's going on in my life. Can't figure out why. I don't know. But you know, I think I'm gonna play a song, get my mind right real quick. Take a couple hits. This is
Please don't dominate the rap jack if you got nothing new to say. If you please don't back up the check, this train's got to run today. I found a little time on the mountain, spent a little time on the hill. Now, I don't know, but I've been told it's hard to run with the weight of gold. On the other hand, I heard it said it's just as hard with the weight of lead. A man died of cold. Keep on coming on, stand and wait with the sun so dark and the hour so late. You can't overlook the blackjack of any other habit. And very few rules to guide. I spent a little time on the mountain, I spent a little time on the hill. I saw things getting out of hand, I guess they always will. Now I don't know, but I've been told if the horse don't pull, you got to carry the load. I don't know who's back that strong. Maybe find out before too long. One way or another, one way or another, one way or another, this story's got to give.
Intense and disappointing at the same time, just knowing what has happened in the years since.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting stuff to know. Hey,
I know.
Sam, how's Florida tonight? How are you tonight?
I'm okay. Florida is rainy and humid. Something new.
There's always something new in Florida. Always something new in Florida.
It's a weird place, no doubt. Super weird.
Oh my God. Hey, I want to preference this. I put out on the interwebs for anybody to call. I put the phone number, so we have a caller. Caller, who is this caller? Hello? Oh, caller's dropped. All right, well, that wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be.
prank callers, what assholes.
Prank callers. There's an 817 number, too. If you're out there listening, Morton Mindy, I love you.
Where? Maybe it was the founder of 50 Shades of NRH.
Maybe it was the founder of Snake Club. What do you think about the music in the background? Are you digging this?
I do like it. I kind of feel like I'm in a video game a little bit.
Yeah, right? I want to get, like, I think this makes it a lot cooler. Makes it flow a lot better. We're learning on the fly, America. Welcome. Learning on the fly.
No complaints on this end.
Yeah, right? So, Aaron Hernandez, he killed somebody. And if, for America, the Americans who don't know, Aaron Hernandez is a tight end who played for the New England Patriots. And he killed somebody. What's your thoughts and feelings on this, Sambo?
Well, first, I would just like to let it be known in no way is he related to Keith Hernandez. I just want to clear Keith's name.
Yeah, we want to clear Keith's name and make sure that him and his family are not held accountable in any way. But yes, go continue.
But other than that, I think he's pretty big idiot, I guess. Not really a pioneer so much, but more of an idiot. Just, I don't know what problem with some semi-pro football player could have been so big that you throw your entire life and football career down the drain, other than possibly that semi-pro football player knew about your involvement in a different homicide, which in that case, you're an idiot once again. Why are you going around killing people when you just signed a like $60 million contract with 18 guaranteed or some shit like that.
Well, and as we discussed earlier today, you and I, we share a common interest, and that's rap music. And one of my personal favorite rappers, Lil Boosie, Mr. Torrance Hatch, he was indicted on some murder charges, about 5 murder charges in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And he was cleared of all those charges. He, you know, they didn't have any physical evidence on him. They didn't have any circumstantial evidence. But it's a publicly held opinion that, like, he had those murders done or possibly had some kind of. So, I mean, that's speculation. That's not something that I think. Personally, I think Torrance Hatch is a phenomenal person in his community in Baton Rouge and did a lot. But he, you know, this is one of those cases where it's not like that. This is, Aaron Hernandez is such a public figure, and simultaneously, he really liked social media. So he took pictures of himself with his guns, with the murder weapon. He also had, you know, kind of paranoid, which I guess whenever you're murdering people, you get pretty paranoid. So he had a bunch of cameras set up, so he destroyed all those and destroyed his cell phone. Just was real bad. And that's,
hired a maid service.
Hired maid service, yeah. And, you know, that's just, all that's just, that's silly. That's crazy. You're a football player. Like, not only are you a football player, but the tight end, the other tight end on the team who's probably the best receiver on the team now that Wes Welker's gone, and probably was the best receiver for the past couple years, even with Wes Welker, he's gone, so you have your time to shine. You are the number one target to the possibly, arguably, the greatest quarterback of all time. And here you are out murdering people, you know? I mean, I understand, I guess you got to you gotta keep it real, but when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, keeping it a little, I know, keeping it a little too real. Funny too, on the NFL channel, NFL Network, there's a ticker going down at the bottom, top 100 players of 2013. I just looked up, it has Aaron Hernandez at 77. Might want to drop him off that list.
Yeah, you might have to take him off that list. And shout out to all the keeper fantasy leagues out there who thought Aaron Hernandez was a good pick last year. Because he was. Great pick.
Sorry.
Oh, man. But yeah, I guess we should just shift attention and continue with the sports theme, just because this week was the NBA draft, and that's always dope. You like basketball. I like basketball.
Yeah, I do. But, I keep up with maybe the first 15. No draft compares with the NFL draft.
That's true.
But basketball would be a second. I mean, any other draft besides that. I love baseball. You know, that's my favorite sport, but nobody watches that draft. Nobody cares or knows. But
yeah, I mean, it's really hard to sit through fucking 9 hours or whatever the fuck it is of baseball.
Yeah, baseball
is just
unique in the sense. I'm not sure, but there's like 40-something. I think 44 or something like that. But, I mean, baseball is unique in the sense that every player is pretty much going straight to the minor leagues, and they have multiple levels of the minor league, you know, so like nobody pays attention to college baseball like they do basketball and football.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, I mean, I love going to UT games in Austin. That's some of the best college baseball I've ever seen whenever I got to see them. But that's just me personally. I've always wanted to see a Florida State game. I know that they've always had a really good baseball program.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go Rangers, right?
Yeah, go Rangers. But, yeah, the NBA draft happened, and I think the consensus was that Nerlens Noel, is his name, was going to go number one. And he was from Kentucky.
Kentucky.
He had an ACL injury, so it's not surprising that everybody passed on him. But it is kind of surprising that everybody passed on him, you know? He fell to the sixth or seventh pick, so that's a lot of picks. But he ended up being traded to Philadelphia 76ers for Jrue Holiday and, like, a few first-round picks. So I feel like the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, gave up too much for that. But you want to be competitive in the major league sports, that's what you got to do. You know,
high risk, high reward.
Exactly. Zachamundo. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should stop talking all serious for a second.
Nah.
What are you doing tonight? You drinking or throwing things up the balcony? Or?
Being lame ass tonight. I don't know. Got a fucking 12-hour day tomorrow, 8 to 8. What an idiot.
8 to 8. Sounds great.
Yeah. Oh,
you should actually explain to America what it is you do, because I don't know if a lot of people actually realize that this job exists out there. I definitely didn't realize it existed out there until you started working there. But it makes sense.
Well, basically this temporary gig is to where I stand at an electronic locker area and assist people trying to get through the rental process that apparently is too complicated for them. I don't know how they would withdraw any money from a bank or self-checkout at any grocery store, but it's a touchscreen system that apparently nobody can read directions. There are 14 different languages, so I don't know. Should be no excuses in my mind, but apparently it's a necessary job, and I have to be the one to deal with everybody's bullshit. And but I make my own schedule, so it's pretty cool. Last 14 days, I've had 7 days off, 1 day on, 1 day off. Can't beat that, I guess.
You really can't. And that sounds... I mean, just for a minute, if I could, like, bring back that outside perspective that I used to have, that's such a plush, amazing-sounding job. But from after hearing all the horror stories of just, I mean, it just blows my mind. I mean, I possess the gift of common sense, which I understand a lot of people don't, but Jesus Christ, like, not being able to figure out how to put things in a locker and having to help people consistently out for that is just mind
boggling. The best question I get is, do these lock? And I'm like, I just don't want to say that.
Working at the dispensary, I get that question too. Is this going to get me high? And, you know, I understand that from a certain perspective. It's like, well, you know, like, is it shitty weed? Does it look good? Is it? But, I mean, like, our weed is, like, it's good-looking. It smells like weed. It's great weed, you know? So for the pure fact that someone's looking at this with their face in a jar full of beautiful nugs, and they're like, is this going to get me high? Is this actually marijuana? Like, I just want to be like, no, you know what? This is all oregano, and you should probably leave because you walked into an Italian spice shop by mistake. So I'm sorry for your inconvenience. Please have a great day. Like, someone walks up to you. Do these lockers lock? Oh, no, I'm sorry. These are all cabinets. You have to, these are just for you to place things down for a second so you could stand there next to it, you know?
Yeah, like, if they didn't lock, they wouldn't have fucking doors and keypads, and they would be called cubbies. Like,
exactly, yeah.
What kind of fucking question is that? It's just like, you've lost the privilege. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you just want to, you really, it begs the question, how did this person make it this far, one? Two, how did this person get dressed this morning? Have they eaten yet? Do they need help in any further areas? Like, should I call an adult, like? You know, like, I just, it really, the amount of people on autopilot out there who, like, even refuse to just read things, you know, like, I understand, you know, not wanting to read, like, a huge paragraph or something, but I've had people before that I've been standing in line with, you know, who are just like, I don't want to, you know, like, oh, what does this place even have? And I'm like, well, there's the menu. And they're like, yeah, I just don't want to read it. Why doesn't it have any pictures? It's like, well, I just
usually throw back is about as sarcastic of an answer as I can think of.
Yeah,
like,
and,
you know, do they lock? Like, well, I've been told, that's what I've been told, but to be honest, I haven't really used them, so I'm not sure. You might just want to try it out. Something that isn't too overpowering, but at the same time gets the message across.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do that these days, too, because people really are more receptive to comedy than they are to anything else. So if you're, like, satirical in the way that you speak all the time, you're just going to be able to kind of not really coast through life, but definitely get by a lot easier than most people do.
There's something going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you.
Couldn't even tell you. I guess should I play a song since I'm, would you enjoy a song?
Go for it. I'm going to eat this taquito really quick.
Yeah, there we go. Sam's going to eat a taquito. I'm going to play this song. This is some real trap shit, I guess.
Thank you. it worked this time.
Oh, hey, we have a caller.
Yo, let me introduce myself. I'm Wiley Ransom, a.k.a. Problem Child, a.k.a. Young Wiley, a.k.a. Bill Shingleton. So what, are you going to interview me or something?
Well, Cam, what do you think?
I think I was some trash shit, and welcome, Problem Child.
What's up, listeners?
Jesus Christ. How hyped? You're so hyped right now. Why are you so hyped?
Because I'm very high altitude.
You're very high altitude. Where are you calling? Where are you calling live from?
Right I am now? Calling from Grand Lake, Colorado.
What the hell is that?
Dude, it's like on the other side of the Rocky Mountain National Park.
Okay. Like, what's the closest big city that is by it?
I would have to say maybe Estes Park. I don't know.
Is that where they brew Coors?
Huh?
No, they actually brew Coors right down the street in Denver. It's a little town called Golden, Colorado.
Well, I'm not anywhere near Golden.
No, I know. Sam just asked, is that where they brew Coors?
Oh, yeah, that is where they brew Coors, is in Golden, Colorado.
Jesus Christ. Wiley, how many drugs have you taken tonight?
None. I've had 2 beers.
Oh, yeah, well, you do weigh 80 pounds, so that can't mention that just
that's
right
not
through.
True. Last time I checked, it was 154.
104.
154, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Say, we got another machinist on our hands.
Yeah.
Another machinist?
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie recently? You know.
I've never seen it. I just know
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
You really never seen
it's,
that,
it's all right.
It's a great movie.
It is pretty good.
I know. It's a,
I mean,
it's
Christian
a kind
Bale,
of really
dude.
Good. Yeah, I pretty much support most things that he does.
Yeah, dude, it's either Christian Bale or Marky Mark. One
no,
of the two.
I don't think Marky Mark would lose like 100 pounds for a role.
I mean, Marky Mark does what he wants to do. You can't.
Are you
stop
eating?
Him.
Are you eating on
peanuts.
Air?
They're really tasty.
Jesus.
Gee, yeah.
we're radio professionals here, Wiley. Radio professionals.
No, you're not. No, I disagree.
We are coming on, hyped up, eating peanuts.
You're sitting in Morrison, being a Giacomo. I already know what's going on.
I'm in a studio, okay?
Anyway. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding, America. This is Blog Talk Radio. There's no.
This is Blog Talk Radio, America. Blog Talk Radio, one extra. We've got special guests, Ben Dolby and William Seward Body. We're going to tell you about some new tunes coming out. Massive, massive, big ups, you know.
Jesus. You've single-handedly hijacked this show. And,
yeah, dude. You hear that? That's a pup.
Are you sure you haven't... You haven't come on any psychedelics tonight, Wiley?
Nah, dude, that was Thursday night. So one of Bear's little GDF friends is like, here, eat this, and then my brain turned to mush. Well, you know how that goes. But
I do understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. But let me tell you what I'm really excited for. You know what I'm really... New shoes. I'm getting new shoes tomorrow. I'm really excited for that. Because these shoes, they got holes in them. They're leaky. They're leaky shoes. I'm pretty sure all the listeners out there want to know about how leaky and smelly my shoes are.
Well, what kind of J's are you going to get?
What kind of J's?
What kind of Jordan?
You know me. I ain't getting no Jordans. I ain't no Mickle.
When people tell me they're getting these shoes, I just always assume, that they're just going to get Jordan.
No, I'm probably going to go with some OG Vans.
Damn.
For comfort style.
You don't want to go on eBay and get a throwback pair of AI2s or anything?
Oh, my God, no. Are you kidding me? I ain't no Mickle.
All right.
Well, let's...
I don't know if you remember Mikey Rothenberg and his love for Jordans. It's hilarious, actually.
Love for Rillos and Jordans. It runs deep in a good portion of us Americans. I know Sam can.
Yeah.
He understands that.
I'm sorry, but I just like... I like Vans. I like Vans. And that's just me, you know?
They do make
it's
your dance.
For the skateboarding, I guess.
That's just
which
me.
I know nothing
that's
about.
That's just me. That's... Wow.
What?
What? Wiley, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on tonight. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're kicking me off already. All right. I'll see you later. You guys have a good night. Peace.
Holy shit.
What?
That America, the contents of my Facebook. That's what happens when you put... That's awesome. Thank you, Wiley Ransom, calling into the show.
I like him. I don't support his shoe decision, but I like him.
No, yeah, he's a great guy. I just... That was intense for me.
Crack me up. Like, yeah, he did come in with quite the fierce amount of energy. I loved it. I felt like he was going for the title belt.
Yeah, no, he definitely was. I applaud him on that.
Better call Vince McMahon to an impromptu cage match.
Awesome. Awesome idea. We should definitely see if we could fund that anytime soon.
I don't know. One year I'll be him for Halloween, but it's a long time coming, really. Just need to bulk up, stock up on my black tank tops, and just continually work on his walk. You know, the bobbing of the head and the shaking side to side with the arms flailing, it's just a very tough walk to mimic. So, and you know me, don't half-ass Halloween.
Dude, never. I half-assed Halloween last Halloween, though. That was pretty... I felt like a douche. Yeah. I just put a potato in my pants. Was a dictator.
So you just copied Tad?
Well, and Tad had copied Taylor Kirk's older brother. So, we're just all copying. Yeah. Yeah, Cody Kirk. Shout out to Cody Kirk. If you're listening out there, bud. Wherever you may
I
be.
I thought
it's
going to be Aaron Hernandez this year.
Dude, that's a good idea.
I know. Solid idea.
Solid idea.
Very trendy topic. I mean, I'm sure it'll still be pretty, you know, intense in the media.
Oh, yeah, this
and
is going to go on for a...
everybody's mind.
This is going to be going on for a little while, I imagine. This whole thing.
Will he commit suicide in jail?
No. Absolutely.
I don't think so either, but that'd be pretty crazy, right? If so, how would he do it?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that. I hope he doesn't.
Will he be the Ray P or Ray Purr?
Neither. I don't think he's got a ton of money, so he can buy shit at the commissary.
I was watching Locked Up, and apparently inmates make a makeshift sex toy, and they call it a fifi. Will he make some fifis?
Oh my god!
Like a fleshlight with a rubber glove.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that's fucking nuts. I never even considered that.
Freaking MacGyver's in there.
Yeah, gotta make a fleshlight, bro.
DC's all day, yo.
How do you think, like, they're just sitting in the yard and he's like, dude, explain to me, you've got to explain to me how to make that fucking fifi, bro. Like, throw it down.
No, I want a shirt that says banging fifis on the reg.
Fifi killer. When your rap name. I was born
you can invite one celebrity
diet.
To your birthday party. Who would it be?
Probably. Oh man, that's a hard one. You say yours, and I'll let me think about mine for a second.
Mine's a no-brainer, Kevin Costner, but he'd have to be Robin of Locksley the entire time.
I don't know if he could pull off that British accent the entire time.
Dude, did he the first time? I don't care about that British accent.
I'm just kidding.
Because I just feel like, just as a character and as a courtesy to me, he would have to bring along Morgan Freeman as Azeem, his sidekick. I mean, it's just kind of a two-for-one deal, kind of a loophole, if you will.
That is a good loophole. Well, I guess mine would be the ghost of Jim Henson, and he would bring all of the characters that he brought to life in, like, Muppet form or Ninja Turtle form or, like, Yoda, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That seems like a creepy birthday.
Yeah, it'd be creepy as fuck. But that's, hey, that's me, hey.
Yeah.
Creepy guy.
Just be pumped to shoot bow and arrows.
Hey, come and shoot bow and arrows. Hey, Robin of Locksley, please. Yeah, dude, that's actually a really cool idea. Getting some kind of person in character. It'd be really cool to have Samuel L. Jackson as Jules from Pulp Fiction on your birthday.
Yeah.
Have him be really menacing and then just execute
another
somebody.
Motherfucking word.
Or the fucking the wolf. Oh, it's in the wolf.
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. That's all I would say too. Is, oh, you're sending the wolf. That's all you had to say.
You would have to drive up in that same car though, that Acura.
Oh, dude, that Acura is so sick.
I know. You know, it's not sick.
You remember
Roy Williams in 2008. Fuck him. Safety.
Oh, shit. Back to Hard Knocks? Damn. Yeah, fuck that. That's
just watching everybody catch balls on him all day just reminded me how much of a bust he was for the Cowboys.
Dude, both Roy Williams.
I know. Oh, shit. Badass fight broke out. They're doing like a scout team game between the Broncos. Tank Johnson just ripped off a Broncos helmet and hit the guy with it.
Hell yeah, Tank Johnson. That's what you want on your football field. Fuck yeah. That's what you need on the football field. Pac-Man Jones,
yeah.
Tank Johnson, Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
What an incredible
Marty
team.
B's rookie year. I wish I could jump through the TV and just tell them what's up right now to cut their losses.
I got something to tell you, Marty. You're a dick.
my God.
Like, oh my God, Maddie. Maddie.
I saw, because you and I's personal friend, his old roommate was Matt Forte. So I saw on Matt Forte Facebook the other day, running hills with Marty B. Did not realize Marty B was a Chicago Bear now. He gets his shit together out there. It'd be pretty fucking
ill. A little
Ill.
Disappointed Forte's hanging out with Marty B.
They're teammates. They have to.
Point
you know?
Being, like, he can't, Forte cannot get distracted or let his level of play be brought down by that guy.
Yeah, that, you know, that's, touche. But I don't think it'll happen. I mean, that
yeah,
guy.
I never
Matt,
know.
Watching him since college, like, that guy is just focused on just touchdowns in life and on the field. So,
Touché.
Shout out to the whole
Ducks fly together.
Tulane offense from 2007 to 2011. Yo, roll wave.
You gonna be shooting off any fireworks on the 4th, man?
Dude, let me fucking tell you something about goddamn motherfucking fireworks right now. In my goddamn, like, neighborhood, I live in a very Latino-influenced neighborhood. There are so many fucking fireworks that have been going off for weeks. Weeks on end. Every day. Night, morning, daytime, afternoon, it doesn't matter. There's just fireworks constantly going off. And in between the fireworks are, you know, the guy with the corn and the popsicles and shit for sale. That's fine. You know, that's chill. But there's a little bell that goes along with that. So it's just like so many noises. My neighbors have a goat. Like, I'm going a little crazy. Like, I've never lived in a place that was, like, noisy. Like, the bells and the goat sounds and, like, the other normal neighborhood sounds, that's fine. But, like, fireworks, dude. Like, they're making me go crazy. I swear to God. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rain America.
Don't light them off yourself.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. But, of course, I would be, like, that guy, you know.
And we all have to be that guy at some point. At least you're being that guy over fireworks.
Well, I mean, there's just so many kids in my neighborhood. It's like, it's all like 8-year-olds to 16-year-olds just going nuts. And it's like one of those where I want to. That's a good idea. But then you got to deal with angry parents who just fucking, you know, their little shit. It's 2000s. You know, if it was like 1980s, 1970s or something, maybe even a little less, I'd fucking.
Well, 70s would have been ideal.
Children.
You could have just found a moon tower and then sniped them with the Roman candles.
Oh, man. You know, that is my sixth sense. It's finding moon towers around the city. So, what's your sixth sense, by the way?
I have about 8. But I won't divulge that information at the moment.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, my moon tower sixth sense doesn't, not necessarily the most helpful thing that I've ever had, you know. But you can definitely point out where the moon tower is.
Hey, we don't choose our sixth senses.
Yeah, that's true. It's like superpowers. It's like Aquaman can't get that bummed about controlling sea life.
If the lightning were to strike the ocean, would he just die? Would he get he can get electrocuted.
Well, fish can get electrocuted, too. That's why they're, like, a certain depth underneath the waves.
Let's see, there's, like, Aquaman, he has gills, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does have gills.
Oh.
I don't know, I've never really examined the Aquaman anatomy. or thought about it with good reason.
So he sucks.
Yeah, he is pretty much the worst superhero of all time. I would put Dexter from Dexter's Lab higher above him on superheroes.
I bet he gets insane mermaid tail, though. No pun intended.
Oh, dude. Dude. Astronomical. Because it's like, he's a land walker, too. You know what I mean? So he's the best of both worlds. Like, can't even imagine.
Hi, Stan. I'm just getting butterfly poon.
Well played. Well played. So I went to Whataburger while I was in Texas. And
solid choice.
Honey butter chicken biscuit happened. It was
very solid.
One of the better things that's ever happened in my life. I was really drunk. I was wandering around UT's campus putting love everywhere. And there was that beacon of hope down on Guadalupe, the orange sign. I mean, I knew it was there, and that's actually what beckoned me to it. But just to paint a vivid portrait for our listeners, the giant W raised above the trees. And it beckoned me home. And it was a religious experience. And it was weird, the kid behind the counter, my parents had moved that morning to Brownwood, some shit like that. I don't know where the hell that is, somewhere in fucking Ashbrook, Texas. And this kid was from there, and he was like, I just moved to Austin. He's like, it's really crazy being in a big town, really crazy being in a big city. And I was like, yeah, kid. It is, isn't it?
Okay, you know, it's crazy you stalling. Give me my fucking chicken biscuit now.
Yeah, where's my fucking honey butter chicken biscuit? Two taquitos. Oh, and you.
I'll need to try it again, but I always, I've always gotten them without the honey butter.
Dude. I mean, it's great. It's great either way. Honestly, there's no bad decision. The best way to go is one on, one off, you know. But the honey butter is it could stop wars. It could start marriages.
Fucking Florida, man.
Dude, I'm gonna look it up right now because I'm thoroughly convinced there's a Whataburger in. Because how far is Gainesville for you?
I have no idea.
You might have to travel a couple hours.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's see. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida. Okay. There's some in Jacksonville, however far. There's a lot in Florida, homie. Orange Park? Does that sound close?
I don't know.
Tallahassee? Is that close?
No. Jacksonville's like an hour and a half away or 2 hours.
Neptune Beach?
No idea. I don't venture out too much, to be honest with you.
Fort Walton Beach. Gulf Breeze?
I have no idea where all these freaking places are in Florida.
Oh, that's Pensacola Beach. Dude, they're all fucking... There's like 100 in Pensacola Beach. That's so weird.
Yeah, I moved to
You moved to the wrong part of Florida, bud.
Bad.
Bad. This has been the weirdest fucking episode. I swear to God, America, we're going to have, like, thought-out content instead of wing content. I like this, but we can only do this ever so often.
Yeah, dude, sometimes you just want to take a nap.
Yeah, dude, and that's pretty much been my whole outlook on life for the past couple days. been listening to music, listening to early 90s grunge music and thinking about life. And that's oftentimes a pretty gnarly combo.
I'll wear you out real quick.
Wear you out real quick. Too much Smashing Pumpkins is never a good thing.
Oh, great in
Dude,
small
there's
doses.
Like a, there's like 1,000 Whataburgers in Texas. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Is that where it originated?
Yeah, it is. But there's, they have them in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, and Arizona and Alabama. And why the fuck are they not in Colorado?
That's random, man.
Yeah, you pick some of the worst stupid states. Alabama. Like, what? Arizona. What? Like, yeah, like, that's just dumb.
Man, I'm hungry.
I know, I am too. I'm watching the Dexter's Laboratory where they have the beard. Have you ever seen the beard one?
No,
Dexter grows
maybe.
A beard. This is like, whenever I was a kid, this is like one of my favorite episodes ever. Because, I mean, I love my beard.
Have you seen
so
the actual
much.
Show, like the show Dexter on Showtime?
No, I haven't. I've
Good
heard.
Show. I think you'd like it a lot. Fionn and I have already hammered through the first 3 seasons.
Damn.
Started, like, in the past month. Good show.
It's pretty solid.
Basically about a serial killer killing killers.
Is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy?
I mean, in a sense, he's a good guy. He's killing, like, he's killing murderers, basically. But there's other stuff going on, too. It's just kind of a crazy show you need to check out. I think you'd like it a lot.
Definitely. I think I will check that out.
I'm just more pumped about Breaking Bad in August.
Yeah, no, that's going to be fucking... I can't believe it's the end.
I know, and you haven't seen the first half of Season 5, have you?
No. I'm still chilling on that.
You need to see it. You need
I'm going
to see
go
it before
see...
you know.
Yeah, I will see it. But the girls can't let this slip through the cracks.
No, you may want to go back a couple episodes of Season 4 just to refresh.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, it's been can you believe it's been a year and a half since we lived together? So that was whenever... That was like the last time I watched Breaking Bad, because that's when I introduced it to you. And that's just... time flies when you're high.
No doubt about that. That was like the fastest 6 months of my life.
Yeah, right? Fucking blunts.
I don't even know what the hell we did. I just, like, when I think of that, I just think of trips to that liquor store.
Dude, yeah, liquor store...
And
liquor store, then
liquor store,
Del Taco,
softball, and smoke runs with smokes.
Oh man, Renee.
Renee,
we should get Renee on one of these episodes. Have Kush
Dude,
talk.
That'd be classic. Kush talk
yeah,
to Renee.
We can talk Clippers. Clippers basketball.
But he's pumped about Doc Rivers going and the CP3. About to re-sign, if he hasn't already.
Yeah, he's verbally committed to re-signing pretty much. Which I'm kind of surprised, since he talked all that shit in the media about his team. That was bullshit.
Yeah.
But
mainly about
whatever.
Vinny Del Negro.
Fuck Vinny Del Negro. Most overrated coach in history. don't think he's a good coach. I will say this, though. However much I hate the Miami Heat, I'm glad that they beat the San Antonio Spurs. I'm glad I was in Texas to witness that because I was drunk as shit down on 6th Street just fucking yelling, like, woo! And people were like, fuck the Heat. And I was like, yeah, fuck the Heat. And then they were all super confused. And I'd just be like, go Mavericks! Me and Taylor were just chanting, go Mavericks at one point.
Do you want the Heat to win?
I do not like the Spurs at all.
I don't like the Spurs either, but I wanted LeBron James to get a second ring, but I think I want the Spurs to win it.
That's my whole thing. Is like, I want people to just fucking, like, as a fan of basketball, like, it just makes basketball better when people are, like, off of his nuts. Like, let the man fucking breathe for a little bit. Because, like, it's just ridiculous after season. Like, I don't even feel like Jordan wasn't as scrutinized as LeBron James is. LeBron James is like a polarizing figure. Like, people either love them or they hate them. And then there's like the few people like me or you who just like really respect him and like him, what he does on a court. You know, it's like, I don't really give a shit what players do off of the court. Like, that's their own personal life. Like, this is sports. Like,
well, LeBron, like, he's even a good guy off the court.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he gives the charities and all that shit, and he's doing it's just, I don't want Miami to win too, but some fact I can't stand Dwayne Wade flopping. Chris Bosh is a giant, just such a pussy. And just all these ghetto-ass Miami fans around here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are in the throng of things out in fucking Florida. I completely forgot about that. You have a different connotation on it. I mean, I'm out here in fucking Colorado, so people don't give a shit. Like, they don't like the Spurs, nor do they like the Heat. So it's like whichever one they hate worse, you know, they'll go for the other team. But I just personally, like, Manu Ginobili is exactly how you feel about Dwayne Wade to me. Like, I just can't get over how annoying his game is to me. It's just bad.
And he has he has a built-in yarmulke.
Hey, we have a caller. Caller, you're on. Who is this?
Donald Sean.
Oh, is this who I think this is?
Yes, sir, it is.
How are you doing?
You have a radio show. I had to call.
If you would introduce yourself to the masses.
I'm Donald Sean. I'm a professional stripper in Texas.
Right on.
Call me Black Magic on the streets. So wonderful. Like, is this your show in Colorado, I'm guessing?
Yes.
That is awesome. I'll be in Colorado to see the sights next month.
Fuck yeah, hit me up.
I definitely will. I just wanted to call and say what's up. I heard you know what I'm saying, you had a show, so I just wanted to be, I wanted to get famous.
Well, I don't know if this is the correct place to get famous, but it might be a good start. Maybe.
Oh, bro, I can sing, I can dance, I can rap. No, I can't do none of that stuff. But I just want to say what's up, man. Congratulations on the show.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for fucking
definitely,
calling
bro.
In. That's what's up.
Definitely. Stay up, bro.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, bro.
Later. Hell yeah.
Magic.
The Magic. For the masses. Keeping it real. That's how we do it here. Keeping it real as much as possible. Shout outs also. That was fucking awesome. That was what I was waiting for all night. Someone to, like, actually call in and then just be like, oh, what?
Awesome. Well, see you later.
Yeah, big gulps, huh? Well, This has actually been a more successful show.
Reminded me of Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, man. But Kid Craddock, I remember I used to be friends with this girl on Facebook, and I stopped being friends with her because, we went to, elementary school or some shit together. But she, would post about Kid Craddock in the morning and how it, she'd be like, oh, Kid got me again. Like, he got me donating. Like, he got me crying on my way to work. She's like, I'm going to have to redo my makeup by the time I get to work again because of Kid Craddock in the morning. And I'm just what?
Yeah, dude, as you should have. Anybody that's a fan of Kid Craddock should be immediately deleted off any friends list. I don't know. I mean, no offense to, I have no problem with gay people, but how gay is that, man? I just remember being, 10 years old, carpooling to fucking elementary school and hearing Kid Craddock in the morning and him and Big Al talking about Hooters, and Kid Craddock's like, I just don't go to Hooters, you know? It's just I just don't get it. It's just one of those things that just makes me uncomfortable, you know? It's just weird. And I'm just like, dude, you go there to eat chicken wings, drink a bunch of beer. I'm 10 years old just thinking, God, this guy's fucking, it's just weird. I'm going there with my all-star baseball team to celebrate, and I just never get it. Kid Craddock just sucks so bad. I always forget about him. I just, God, talk about it makes me kind of mad. Fuck that guy.
I can tell that it has brought up some feelings, definitely. I don't hate Kid Craddock to that extent, but I definitely don't enjoy him whatsoever in any form at all, ever.
So, Big Al was such a poser, too.
Yeah, that whole crew is a bunch of posers. I mean, that's Dallas-Fort Worth area for you. About the realest people were, the meteorologists, David Finfrock and Troy Duncan. Shout out to both of them.
Shout out.
Especially Troy Duncan and his many assortments of bow ties. Always super cool.
No doubt.
I wish I could rock bow ties on the regular and have, success with that.
Dion loves bow ties.
I feel like that's a big style out in California, more so than it is anywhere else. California.
Oh, absolutely. On this cruise I'm going on in a couple weeks, one of the nights for dinner, it's formal wear, which is ridiculous to me, but I'm going to wear a bow tie.
Dude, that's a grand idea. I'm glad that you're doing that.
It's a clip-on, obviously, but
obviously.
A bow tie nonetheless.
You get a self-tying bow tie, that would be really cool. Self-tying J's and matching bow tie to go along with it.
That'd be amazing.
You can just call me Marty McFly. God.
You know my thoughts on Michael J.
Michael J.
And they're not bad. Not one single bad thought.
It's a way to get through life. No bad thoughts. No bad intentions, bro.
You know, he's coming out with a new TV show. And it looks like he was making fun of his own Parkinson's. Yeah, quite a bit.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, new show, the commercial. He's just making fun of his own, just basically he has Parkinson's in the show, and he's just, making light of the situation, I guess. It's the one scene I saw, they were, driving in some dirt road in the back of the Jeep, Michael J. and some other guy, and they were just bumping around really bad. Michael J. Fox asked him if he thought this was really bumpy. The guy said, yeah. And Michael J. just said, see, this is normal for me.
Sounds like something that would be really uncomfortable to laugh at.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, I don't either. That's cool, but weird, kind of. Like, I'm glad that you did that, but, like, I mean, like, at the same time, like, the interesting, like, I'm just more... I'm more surprised that, like, a network picked that up and made that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's whatever. Like, 2013, pretty progressive nowadays. Speaking of Parkinson's,
yeah.
I like smoking Joe Frazier so much more than Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Well, oh, is Muhammad Ali in the show? Is it going to be, like, their buddies? Like,
no.
Solving
crime? Not at all. I just thought of Parkinson's. What a tactical team that would be. Hopefully they're not in forensics.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. It'd be a really crazy show. You like how the music has just been kind of like there every once in a while?
Oh,
that's how
happened?
We do it here. Dude, I don't even know. I love Blog Talk Radio. The pure fact that got D-Star calling in here thinking this legit, and then I mean it is legit. Shout out to Literary Underground, you're legit, love you, thanks for the Blog Talk Radio show. But really, have we accomplished anything tonight? Is the world a better place because of this show? Yes, probably.
Well, I mean,
but
the problem child and Black Magic have been introduced, so it's a win in my book.
Yeah, no. You can check both those guys out on SoundCloud too, by the way, America, if you're so inclined to do it. America. Oh my gosh, I gotta get Taylor Kirk on the show, because he was on MTV on True Life.
What?
Yeah, our very own Taylor Kirk was on True Life. I'm starting a company with my friends. It was,
he just happened to be, like, in it, or he was, like, one of the focuses?
Well, the company that was focused on, he was helping out with, so, like, at the very beginning of the episode when they have the montage, there's, like, 10 or 12 shots of Taylor. Just, like, emphatically talking with his hands. They're like, no. But it's nice,
so awesome.
Because the people who were on it were like really, they were portrayed really dumb. So it was kind of like, I don't know. I'm glad that they didn't technically associate Taylor with them, because he isn't technically associated with them. But there is definitely some screen time for the boy. So shout out to our FJOA brother on his MTV adventures. Oh, and I also want to, I guess I'll announce this. Tiny Amp is going to be doing a show with Collab and Art at 4 South by Southwest, officially, in March, whenever that is out there, February. So that's going to be real cool when Tiny Amp invades Austin, Texas. And also, another Tiny Amp news, Bipedal Approach CD should be out soon. It's getting mastered. So, cool. Thumbs up, everybody out here in Denver. Okay, back to the conversation.
What conversation?
Yeah, the conversation. Whatever it is. America the beautiful, God shed his grace on thee.
Joe Dirt is on TV.
Joe Dirtte?
Joe Dirtte.
Yes. Dude, I heard that they're going to come out with a Joe Dirtte too.
There's no way. Are you kidding me right now?
Not kidding you. I mean, they did come out with a fucking Grown-Ups too.
God. Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
Dude, yeah, Grown-Ups is the one that really pisses me off because it's bad.
It's like, that doesn't even...
I'm shout out to Speak. I didn't want to play these too loud because I've never asked any of these artists if I could play them on the show. But what are you going to do? Licensing. You don't make any money from this. Yeah, sue me. Get my imaginary money. No,
getting some free pub.
Yeah. America, that's just how it works.
What are you doing, man?
Dude, I don't even know at this point. Maybe we should end the episode for the good of, like, our reputation. Because we only have, like, 15 more minutes, and I feel like if we do 15 more minutes of this, people are just going to be like, what?
If they haven't been already for the last hour...
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've had some... I mean, it's been a cool night. We could recap the night real quick. You want to do a little recap of the show?
Aaron Hernandez is jail. In jail. Shout out to Problem Child, Black Magic. Two separate people. And Kid Craddock is awful. Grown-Ups, awful.
Whataburger's good.
Whataburger's awesome. Both pretty hungry. And hopefully you're going to go grab some pancakes.
Oh, dude, are you going to make pancakes?
I saw it on TV, and I'm not going to lie to you. I can't get it out of my mind.
Holy shit. Oh, man. I'm about to go to, like, a meeting-type thing. If you could call it that, but God damn it. After that, I might pick up pancake makings on the way home and make pancakes all night.
I would. Yeah, it's an incredible impromptu late night decision.
Yeah, eating bad is cool. It's fun. What I want to do. Oh, also, if anybody listening to this has Facebook, you should go to Earl Apparel's Facebook page and click like, because that's imaginary funds for us. What?
Done.
This shameless self-promotion shit is fucking so dumb. I hate it. But I love it.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Eat some vitamins.
You know, if all my vitamins came in, like, juice form, it would make it a lot easier. I mean, I guess I could do that, technically.
Soda orange juice, bro.
mango orange juice, bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I was already a little mentally drained, but this show has drained me tonight.
Yeah, no, I've pretty much talked everything that was in my brain. This whole weekend, I've, like, tried to draw or tried to write or try to make music or try to formulate ideas for a show, and it's just, nope.
Yep, but, it's one of those days slash weeks. Creativity's just not there, and you're just feeling like, I need to go to bed.
Moon's in Pisces, bro. And on that note, thank you, America, for...
uh, Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. Hard Knocks, 2008. Thank God for that. No, but seriously, thank you, Sam, for braving this terrible, terrible storm of a show. Next week, we're going to have human beings on who are going to discuss things. And, yeah. Sam, will you be on next week?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
And at least we're alive and breathing, so no show's a terrible show.
Yeah, we'll start planning, America, tomorrow for the next show, so you guys will be so happy to be listening to quality programming again.
God is love, Rev Run. God bless.
Yep. Praise Jah. Good night, Sam. Good Florida, my love.
Have a pleasant night, man.
You too, bud.
Sweet dream. Talk to you later.
I don't even own a gun.
Let alone a variety of guns that would necessitate an entire rack. Why would I need a gun rack?
Thank you.
Well, peace, love, dope.